The Guardian.
Does the document say anything new?
Well, it does say one or two initiatives there, which Gordon Brown, I think, was desperate to put in a paper which otherwise would have been regarded, I think, probably not quite understandably, as actually rather waffly. It's been the product of a lot of senior officials in Whitehall trying to think about what can we say in this sort of 60-page document, which looks good and looks as though it's something sort of quite specific there. In fact, it's for the most part a sort of general description of the new threats, you know, post-Cold War threats, a new kind of threats which are affecting Britain and other countries, for example, climate change, to Britain's national security. The threats are much more diffuse. They're not only international terrorism, but they're climate change and things like population movements and so on. Also, internal threats, for example, the radicalization of the young, some people who may be vulnerable to Islamist extremists, for example. So, and I think Gordon Brown does come up with a couple of themes, to be fair to him, I suppose, in his speech to the Commons. One is that it's got to be sort of bottom up as well as top down, i.e., for example, we've got to actually get people to help themselves. He's almost talking about volunteer groups, a national sort of a new civil protection network, which when you ask officials what does that mean, they sort of souped up kind of neighborhood watch system or
it does bring memories of Dad's Army, doesn't it?
Yeah, they say it's not Dad's Army, it's not Dad's Army, but then they say, well, it could be something like the air raid wardens and the volunteers in the Second World War and so on. So that's at the local level. He talks about the connection between local authorities and volunteers and national authorities when it comes to, say, civil emergencies and pandemics, for example, which they say is quite likely to happen, as well as floods and all that stuff. And then, at the same time, it talks about the interdependence of Britain as a nation and other countries throughout the world, i.e. the globalization impact of globalization, which means migration, population movements, and so on and so forth. And I suppose the third theme, really, is Brown talking about, again, that military power is not enough, as we have seen, indeed, in Iraq and Afghanistan in particular. So he comes up with this idea of what he calls a 1,000-strong UK civilian standby capacity, a kind of a civilian rapid reaction force made up of, as he puts it, judges, emergency services experts, civilian experts, yeah.
And they could be deployed quite quickly if there's a natural disaster, if a country's recovering from a conflict, emerging from a conflict.
Yes, I mean, he said, for example, the lesson of Afghanistan is you can't just do it with, military power. You've got to do it with backup post-conflict situations, failing states and all that kind of stuff. Go in there. Values are important. Values, he talks about, and core values and teaching people throughout the world to have our democratic core values. That, what's that to do with Britain's national security? Because if you have people thinking like us or richer than they are, more secure than they are overseas in other countries, they're going to be less of a threat
and this
to
is,
Britain.
This is a document that's going to be updated annually.
No, well, what's going to be updated annually is what they call a national risk register, which, of course, the security intelligence services have anyway, which they keep secret for decision makers and ministers. What is the likely threat this year to Britain, the most likely threat? Is it terrorism, or is it terrorism and also floods, for example, or is it migration, or is it nuclear proliferation, which they say is not at the moment? And so they're going to have a sort of, I suppose, a list of the worst threats and the less likely threats in this thing, as I say, called a national risk register, which other countries have, actually. So that's the sort of one thing which is vaguely, I suppose, specific amongst a lot of, I have to say, generalities.
There'll also be an international conference on nuclear proliferation hosted by Britain.
Promote, yes, I mean, Gordon Brown did say something, I mean, if he means it. I mean, it's obviously sounded good. He said we've got to work harder for non-proliferation, non-nuclear weapon proliferation, have some kind of bond, really, or a kind of pool whereby we help pay for and supply, indeed, countries who haven't got enough energy with civil energy resources. He also, by the way, says Britain itself, although it's fighting for nuclear non-proliferation and gradual disarmament, Britain still needs a Trident missile of its own, a nuclear deterrent of its own, in case other countries in the future pose a threat. No one poses a direct threat to us now, the paper says.
Richard, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily, That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.